Zepto pauses IPO plans for now. India shouldn't be an AI colony, says Sarvam co-founder. Swiggy takes a swipe at Zepto's metrics. UPI's privacy dilemma.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, quick commerce startup Zepto has put its IPO plans on hold for now and has instead begun work on raising more than 1,000 crores through a pre-IPO placement. People familiar with the matter told us. Now, the funding round is expected to see participation from existing investors, including Gladebrook, General Catalyst, Goodwater Capital, and Nexus Venture Partners. Now, we understand that the reason why Zepto decided to pause IPO for now is because the terms being offered by mutual funds, the valuation being offered by mutual funds were unacceptable. And as of today, one of the most significant mutual funds, SBI, is not part of the process. So this is some of the reasons why Zepto is pausing its IPO for now. We'll have to wait and see what happens in a month or two. Now, moving on, as India pushes to build indigenous artificial intelligence capabilities amidst intensifying global competition, Sarvam AI is doubling down on its ambition to become a homegrown full-stack AI company. The startup believes India must build its own AI stack from models to inference infrastructure or risk becoming dependent on foreign technology. If India doesn't create a kind of full-stack AI alternative to the big boys, then we will be a digital colony. That's the word coming in from Sarvam AI co-founder Vivek Raghavan, who spoke to my colleagues today. Now, Sarvam also announced that it's building a 1 trillion plus parameter foundational model in India, marking its biggest bet yet on developing frontier AI capabilities locally, while also unveiling a pricing strategy that it claims is 5.5 times cheaper than leading global models. Sarvam has also roped in Thinking Machines Lab and Mistral founding member Devendra Singh Chaplot as an advisor, marking a high-profile global AI addition for the Indian firm. After years of fighting over dark stores, discounts and delivery speeds, Swiggy and Zepto are now battling over something far more consequential, how the industry should measure growth. Swiggy used its quarterly report card to question Zepto's math. In fact, it defended net order value or NOV, which is the value consumers pay for delivered orders, as the industry's cleanest measure of consumer demand. Now, the swipe came after Zepto's IPO filing adopted Net Realizable Value or NRV as its headline metric. Unlike NOV, NRV also includes advertising revenue, subscription fees, brand-funded discounts and certain customer charges alongside customer spending. Swiggy argued that this can inflate top line by around 20%, making peer comparisons less meaningful. So the differing approaches mean investors will have to look beyond headline growth figures when comparing quick commerce companies. Now, Swiggy, having fixed its economics, also wants to win back speed. The firm said Instamart has achieved contribution breakeven and will now recalibrate investments to accelerate growth while broadly maintaining profitability over the coming quarters. Now, moving on, UPI's success was built on one simple idea: send money using a mobile number. But now that same design is becoming a privacy challenge. Several women users have flagged that UPI transactions exposed their phone numbers to strangers, leading to unwanted WhatsApp messages and calls. Earlier this week, we reported that NPCI has directed UPI apps to mask mobile numbers by September 4th. Exposing numbers could also run afoul of the impending implementation of the DPDP Act. But masking phone numbers, while it might sound like an obvious privacy win, UPI is built on the relationship between a mobile number and the bank account linked to it. The two have always functioned as a single entity. In fact, a significant volume of commerce remains fundamentally person-to-person, involving direct payments to individuals such as drivers, domestic helps, or neighborhood handymen. So the phone number is a security mechanism for the sender and recipient to verify identity in the informal economy. So removing phone numbers could reduce the safeguards that consumers currently rely upon to detect fraud or payment mistakes. I guess every population-scale digital payment system involves trade-offs between convenience, transparency, and anonymity. Increasing one often comes at the expense of another, so NPCI has its task cut out. And that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. A big thank you to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today. Thank you for listening. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m., bringing you everything you need to know from the world of technology and startups, minus the boring bits. This is Chandra R. Srikanth signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.